This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Theatre, film, TV and more. Susie Rong reviews it all on Joy Drive.
Susie Rong, good afternoon.
Warren.
Yes.
Question. Do you know your way around firearms?
No, I wouldn't have a clue. No, that's a weird question.
Have you ever tried?
No, I haven't. I haven't tried at all. When I was little, my brother had something, I don't know what it was, some sort of rifle or something. And I don't know if I've told you this before, but he pointed it at me and I spun around and it got me in the back of the head. It skimmed the top of my head. It went off. So I'm very anti everything firearms. No, never.
Oh, you heard it go off?
It went, yeah, he actually shat himself because he didn't realize that, it was loaded.
The safety wasn't on.
No. And it went off and it just skimmed the top of my head. Like I was bleeding, but, had I not spun around, I mean, it could have got me in the eye quite easily.
So Holy moly.
I hate them. I am one of the most anti-gun people you can come across. I think they're horrible. And look what's going on in the US too.
I was just thinking about this because of today's movie and because of all the shootings that's happening in the US at the moment. And I was wondering if you could remember anything before the gun laws changed in this country in 1996. Does that mean that your brother lost his gun with those new laws in 96?
He didn't even make it to that. My mother chopped it up straight afterwards. Yeah, she got the hacksaw out. And completely destroyed it afterwards. So that was the end of the whole thing, and never again did he have one. I don't even know why he had his license in the first place, but it was horrible. It was just my instinct at the time. I don't know what it was, said turn around. As much as he's playing, it could go off, and it went off. It was horrible. It was just I'll never forget it. And I remember the noise. It was just this bang, and you just think, oh my God, there I go. But
about
I didn't.
A learning experience.
Yeah, and a shocking one as well. So, no, I don't like them at all. There's not much to like about them, Susie. What about you?
Well, you know how I served national service in Singapore for like 2.5 years?
Mm-hmm.
I did have a few months training with a rifle that they called M16 that you're supposed to treat as your wife if you were a soldier.
Oh, was it good in bed? I mean, your wife?
You had to keep the rifle really close and really take care of it. That was the idea.
Oh, wow. But did it, what about your nails?
My nails were very sensible at that stage of my life.
Well, you've had more experience than I have, Susie Rong. Now, today we're talking about a movie. It's called Honey, Don't. Give us your review.
A car was found in the canyons of Bakersfield, California, but it appears that the woman inside had not died of the accident but was in fact murdered prior to the crash. Private investigator Honey O'Donoghue can see that all evidence points to local church leader Reverend Drew as the likely perpetrator, but it quickly becomes obvious that there is much more than meets the eye. The movie currently screening at cinemas, Honey, Don't, is the second title in a lesbian B-movie trilogy by Ethan Coen and Trisha Koch. Last week, we spoke about Drive Away Dolls, the first of the series, which features the same lead actor, Margaret Qualley. Honey, Don't is a completely different movie, and Qualley plays someone completely different in this noir-style murder mystery. There are still many instances of quirky humor in a style distinctly associated with Ethan Coen, which prevents the experience from turning too dark. But at the heart of the story is indeed something gloomy and unsettling. Several women in Honey Don't are survivors of domestic and sexual abuse, and while the movie doesn't look too closely at those experiences, there is no denying the consequences suffered by women who live through those devastating incidents. The movie makes a statement about misogynist abuse, but is never too obvious about it. There is a lot of comedy to enjoy over the currents of gender politics. I was thoroughly surprised by actor Chris Evans, who plays the church reverend. He makes full use of the opportunity to play a bad guy instead of the superheroes he is best known for. He demonstrates real acting chops, proving himself to be highly amusing as a comedic performer. Also memorable is the always hilarious Aubrey Plaza as a small town policewoman, leaving an impression with some outrageous sex scenes with Honey, the investigator. Honey Don't is probably not the best movie you'll see this year, but having badass lesbians on screen will always be a real delight. Warren, there's some intense violence in this one. Did you have to look away?
I did. I'm not a violence person at all. I did have to look away from it. I think the thing that struck me about this film was the abuse that hides behind sacred symbols. You know, how do you separate that comfort of tradition from the harm done under its cover? And I think that's what you mentioned in your review. You know, you can see how the harm manifests itself. That was my big take from the movie, Susie.
Well, there's always power involved, right? When people feel like they can abuse others, that's because they feel like they have enough power to, in these cases, silence the victims. I think these really old-fashioned traditional church goers and what these church communities, they almost feel like they can't rat out on anyone and at the same time they're being told that they deserve these abuses, and then the perpetrators are able to do what they do and get away with it.
The thing is, I mean, trusting people whose actions don't match their words. Is that something that you're highly sensitive to, Susie? It's something that I'm really big on. If someone's I go by their behaviour and their actions first. I don't care what they say. But as soon as they don't align, I lose trust in them. I think, what's going on here? What's the hidden agenda? What's behind this? So I always look for the alignment of someone's words and their actions. Do you do that?
I'm just really skeptical when people have power anyway. Like, my natural instinct is always to think the worst of them, because I feel like, when people have power, what's to stop them from doing improper things, Like, it's so easy for them to get away with it. What's to stop them? And I just don't have the capacity to kind of believe the best in human beings. It's just not the way I operate. I think I start the other way, maybe similar to what you're saying. I start from a place of, kind of being really suspicious, and I never trust anyone until proven otherwise.
Oh, Susie, I'm on the same page as you. Healthy skepticism, let's call it. Susie, unfortunately, because of the technical issues we had earlier on, we've run out of time, but I love chatting with you, but I look forward to a proper chat next week. Today we're talking about Honey Don't. You can catch it on your streaming service. Susie, what are we watching for next week?
Toni Collette stars in the new Netflix series. Wayward takes place at a therapeutic school for troubled teens, and Toni Collette plays the school's disturbing leader, who gets embroiled with a trans policeman played by Mae Martin, who tries to find out what the hell is going on. Check out Wayward, and I'll see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.